Welcome to the HR Empowerment Podcast, where we will uncover strategies and new insights from HR professionals who discuss up-to-date regulations, best practices, and the most pressing topics like diversity and equity, leadership, dealing with difficult situations, and much more that affect your bottom line and business. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, everybody. Wendy Sellers here, the HR lady, and we are here with the voice, JC.
Aloha, and welcome to the Friday episode.
Yes. Yeah, so just so everybody does know, we were joking before about JC's voice and how powerful it is. He is available for hiring as an MC, and he is fabulous at conferences. Oh, and that's basically how we've met a long, long time ago, too. So just a little side note there. Now, let's get back to our topic at hand here, which is helping make people, whether they're HR, business owners, or candidates, make great hiring and career decisions. I want to talk a little bit about personal branding, which in my opinion is the key to career success. What do you think, Josh? You are the expert at this. Talk to us about personal branding.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me, by the way. Good seeing you, JC and Wendy. So personal branding, you know, your skills and your ability, reality is they're going to count for, you know, probably less than half of your success. You have to have them. They're important. Other people providing opportunities for you to shine and thrive, that's going to provide another 25 to 30%. The remainder of that is kind of that magical sauce in there. But a significant piece of that is people who are in positions to leverage you to better serve their clients or their organization have to understand how you're going to be valuable, the who, what, when, where, why, and to whom you're valuable, so they can give you an opportunity to shine. You know, I found out recently that someone I know has an incredible voice and is a trained opera singer. I never knew this before in my life. And because I now knew that, I was able to refer her to some friends who were throwing big Christmas parties that wanted somebody there to do like really fancy Christmas caroling. And she got about $6,000 worth of work out of that she wouldn't have had otherwise, only because I now knew she did this.
Nice.
So I know way too many people that have amazingly bright shining lights that stick them under a bucket and don't let anybody see it. So if your branding isn't crisp and you can't message it well, then it's going to be really hard to get the shot, and nobody's going to know that you're capable of taking the shot. So in my book, I talk about it is, you know, defining yourself as a product. You have to define yourself as a product, and through the lens of the who, what, when, where, why, and to whom you're valuable, then you have to build out really good, memorable, compelling messaging that pushes in that direction that everybody then will know because you say it shamelessly, like Wendy's the HR lady. If you have an HR question, you're probably going to call the HR lady. You know, people know that I'm passionate about helping people make great hiring and career decisions because I say it 10 billion times a day. So when they have questions around hiring or their careers, they call me. So yeah. That branding is huge. And then you've got to create things and put things out there that are valuable to people so that they know that you're approachable and they can see that you're competent.
Love it. JC, any stats to share there? I know you're dying to jump in here.
70% of hiring managers say a strong personal brand is more important than a strong resume. 67% of Americans, including 80% of old millennials, are willing to spend more on products and services from companies whose founders' personal brands align with their values, irrespective of demographics or income. I do have one other stat here. I'm not sure if it's related. I discovered that branding is permanent, unlike tattoos, which can be removed with laser surgery. I think that's body branding, though. That's irrelevant to this discussion. Wendy Sellers, back to you.
Next. That was funny. But, you know, it is it is important to have a personal brand. And if you are a hiring manager, I'm speaking to you as well of saying, hey, you know, a resume is a marketing piece. The interview is what matters, and how they answer the interview questions, because not everybody is a marketing expert who's going to be able to pull together this amazing resume, which may or may not be true. So please be careful of not just hiring people because of their brand or because of their resume, but getting back to the folks that are looking for new careers or to the switch up their career, you do have to step out in this world. We are a social media world, if you like it or not. Even if you don't like social media, LinkedIn is where you need to be. Josh, what are your thoughts on LinkedIn and other kinds of social media for landing a career?
Brand is important. But I'll say this from a hiring perspective, as well as job seekers as well, never confuse celebrity or popularity with character and skills. Be conscious that those are things that need to be explored. Assume nothing. In terms of your brand, 20 years ago, I've been doing this for 30 plus years. I know I can't believe it myself. But 20 years ago, I would have never gotten anybody an interview without a solid resume. Now in our company, probably 1 out of 5, we don't even submit a resume. We either know the candidate and their background, or the content and the skills they've got, or the background or companies they're from. You know, we can get them an interview just based on those things alone. So the resume is mattering less and less. The content and the presentation, as well as kind of the networking you're connected with, matter even more.
Awesome. Hey, tell our listeners how they can find you and how they could find your book.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm easy to find. Josh McAfee on Amazon, or excuse me, on LinkedIn. I think it's LinkedIn/in/JoshMC.
I'll put it in the notes of the podcast. Yeah.
And then on Amazon, if you want to find my book, just Google Measure Up, or Amazon Measure Up, and Josh, or Josh McAfee, it'll pop right up. Light color awesome book. Me and Trish wrote it, and easy to find.
I love it. Measure Up, Mastering Your Career Search Like a Boss. This has been so amazing. Thank you so much for coming, and thanks everybody for joining us. Take care.
Thank you for joining the HR Empowerment Podcast, brought to you by Aurora Training Advantage. We hope you've gained new insight and strategies to navigate the HR profession. We look forward to you joining us again on the HR Empowerment Podcast.